In this section, we're going to cover wine evaluation. Specifically, what's in this stuff? In the last section, we learned how and why the pros evaluate wine and the difference between wine tasting and wine drinking. We touched on wine components, but now we'll go into more depth. Knowing more about wine will enhance the experience. Let's start with a look at wine components and quality factors. Wine components are essentially predetermined by what's in a given batch of grapes. Itself a function of qualities intrinsic to the different grape varieties, along with the influences of climate, terrain, and human factors like grape growing practices. Wine components are objective or measurable. Many, if not most, wineries now have labs to analyze them. Though basically determined by the grapes, just as you need real lemons to make real lemonade, wine components can be adjusted during winemaking. To start, wine, of course, is mostly water. Next is alcohol, which varies widely from 6% in German sweet wines to 14 to 15% in hot climate red wines. Fortified wines can reach 20%. Most dry table wines are 11 to 14%. Next component is extract, also known as concentration, body, weight, power, depth, richness, or the intensity of flavors. We describe wines as being light, medium, or full-bodied. That is, how extracted they are. More extract, the difference between jam and jelly, or half and half and heavy cream, does not necessarily equate to higher quality, though I'm not sure all wine writers understand this. Next is sweetness. All wines are distinguished by the amount of this component they have, or their lack of it. Wines with under 0.5% residual sweetness, also known as residual sugar, or RS, are dry. Some dry wines may seem sweet, due to ripe fruit flavors and the tendency to perceive alcohol as sweet. Since sugar is a natural preservative, sweet wines tend to age very well and keep well once the bottles are opened. Then there's acidity, the component that gives wine its trademark refreshing quality, a component relatively lacking in beer and spirits. Acidity in wine includes several types. Tartaric is the most prevalent, along with malic, citric, lactic, and acetic. Sweeter wines need more acidity than dry wines for balance. Acidity provides the structure or backbone in white wines, enabling some to age well. Tannin, more precisely tannic acid, is the principal structural component in red wines. In wine, we perceive it more as a texture than a flavor. In some young red wines, tannins can be unpleasantly chalky or mouth-drying, like Pico T brewed too long. Over time in the bottle, tannins combine with flavoring elements, also called phenolics or phenols, to form sediment. Sediment is harmless, but has an unpleasant muddy texture. Components aren't necessarily the whole story, though. There are also human or subjective factors. Different tasters may disagree about these, or the same taster may even perceive them differently on different occasions. The first is the balance of components. Sweeter wines need more acidity, or they seem cloying and syrupy. Tannic wines need high extract, remember that's concentration, or with aging, they remain too tannic. In other words, even though the lab can spit out numbers for extract, residual sweetness, acidity, and tannin, each of us perceives the same wine differently. One of us feels a certain wine has too much acidity, another too little, and another may feel it's just right. There's also complexity, along with length, the benchmark of wine greatness. These were covered in the previous section. Next is oak. Increasingly, wines are aged before release to the market in small new oak barrels, or oak chips, to impart oaky or smoky, spicy, and vanilla flavors. Winemakers like oak, though it's expensive at $150 to $600 a barrel, because it adds complexity and can cover up mediocre winemaking. Consumers, especially those relatively inexperienced with wine, like oaky flavors, and many wine critics, despite occasional comments to the contrary, can't seem to get enough of it. Last is ageability or ageworthiness. Less than 5% of wines are made to be aged, that is, they're meant to be drunk on release, like this Bourzau. Almost all bottles of wine in the United States are drunk the same day they're bought, though hopefully not on the way home from the wine shop. A few wines can improve in bottle for several years, if not decades, but most fine wines will not improve after release from the winery. Red wines age better than white wines due to their tannin levels, Aged wines are an acquired taste. They trade in their bright, fresh fruit flavors for dried or cooked fruit and gain earthy, decaying leaves, mushroom, and other flavors. They gain complexity, subtlety, length, and smoothness. That's all for now about what's in that, or this, glass of wine. Next, we move on to wine service.